Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Women's Healing Hour. I am Sue Grable-Struzzi. Today is Sunday, the 28th of June. We are almost through the month of June. It's another beautiful day here in Colorado. The river is much lower than it was, so it's starting to go down a little bit. I'm able to see the rock people that have been there the whole time, but a little bit buried under the water. Lots of baby birds around, young robins. It's just really beautiful, but it's been really, really warm here. And just really nice. And today we're talking about letting go of the outcome of the choices we make, really. We're letting go of things that tend to keep us clamped down and shut down, and allowing, until we can free ourselves from whatever is holding us back, spirit just cannot come in, cannot come through to guide us and to help us. And when we really let go of the outcome of whatever's happening in our life, it really helps to free up a lot of tension. There's a great weight that's lifted off of us. And it's really really powerful to be able to do that, to just let go. Whatever happens, happens. We're surrendering to the outcome. We're just letting go. I thought I would just do a small meditation, just with the drum beat, a little guided meditation, just to get us all in the right place. Think about the different choices you have made in your life, and think about how they turned out, and possibly where you were at the time when things weren't going quite the way you thought they may have gone, right at the beginning of when you decided you wanted to do something, and then the whole total outcome. And it's powerful to go back and think of the different things that happened to us in our lifetime, and to really see the different steps and the different stages of growth and why certain things happened the way they did that moved us forward, because we're all moving forward in our spirituality and our life, and it's really important to just really sit back, listen, go within, see where we're at now. See if we have anything else that we need to let go of in our life, letting go of the outcome. So here's just a small meditation. Go to a special place that you really enjoy, a place in nature. Close your eyes. Find yourself there. You could be sitting on a rock. You could be near the river, near a creek, in the woods, on an old tree that has fallen over. And just allow your heart and spirit to open. Open your senses. Feel the aliveness around you. Listen, hear the birds. Listen to the water. Listen to the drum. And just be. Take yourself back. Back in time. Think of a time when you needed to surrender and not worry about the outcome. And see where it leads you. Back to your center now. Open your eyes. Be in the present here and now. You know, every day, you know, we all have choices, and it may be something that we want to do later on in our lives, maybe something that we want to do next week. It may be anything. It may, you know, some people might make a schedule of their whole day and try to follow that verbatim. Even in doing that, you're just creating, I think, more havoc in your life, because just being able to be and allow yourself to let go, know what you need to do on a daily basis, and just do it in a fashion that that works for you. So it's quite interesting, this surrendering and letting go of the outcome. I know many of us have had to, and sometimes the circumstances from letting go of the outcome didn't quite turn out the way we wanted. But then again, if we look back on that, possibly it did. I'd like to pass this talking stick to Sharon and then see if our other two ladies are here. Sharon Bar-R is with us today, and Sandra and Rhonda are both with us today. Sharon, what would you like to put into the mix?
Well, thank you so much for having me again. This show, I don't think could be more, you know, on the spot. It has a great timing, and with all the changes that we see, those are, you know, every change is significant, but those that more connected to our everyday lives, and we see it kind of like it's a hoop that keeps getting closer, and with each step that this hoop gets closer to us, we have a choice to make. Either we let go or we continue in the old ways that we know of, the old ways that that our spirits know, that it won't be able to continue the way it is, and we will have to change something, eventually. So I think the transformation, the flow between that decision to the manifestation of this decision is quite hard. And sometimes we get a lot of emotions involved in the process. So I think it's really important that, you know, with the fact that we are connected, we stay connected to our core and be aware of what we do on all the time, basically. We stay connected to the circle as well, and talk with somebody, or even if we don't, you know, if we don't trust too much, and it's still a process for us, it's still something that is a little bit hard for us to trust. We can trust ourselves. We can trust different forces, different elements in our lives that will help us to get through the door. And for me, it seems like that the circle sent me somebody or someone to kind of like to get a you know, a clear flow of what's going on for me. And I got, yesterday I went for a walk, and I was just about to enter back to the house, and I saw the lizard, white lizard. It was great. I put some pictures on Facebook earlier, and I read a little bit about the lizard, so I thought I'll share a couple of lines, maybe a little bit more, a few, but they're very interesting, and maybe we can talk a little bit about what the lizard brings us, since the lizard is, you know, is associated with Dreamtime and is associated with other things. So it says here, I'm just looking for it. Okay. If the lizard is your power animal, heed your own intuition before anyone else's. Lizard will aid you in becoming more detached from situations in your life. Now and again, it is required to be detached, to separate yourself from others to succeed in what is necessary. Lizard will also show you how to leave the past in the past, to move on and quit being attached to what has been. Lizard is proposing immediate change in one or more areas in your life. You may need to let go of old ideas, patterns, belief systems, habits, actions, or lifestyle because the old may threaten you in some way now. It is time to let go. Lizard promotes the need to go within and examine your present reality and then move with confidence and utmost assuredness into a new chapter of your life. And that, you know, the lizard brings it more than anything. It brings it in Dreamtime. So I think when it comes to Dreamtime, when our mind is not completely connected to, you know, like really, you know, all about black or white or one extreme to another, it seems like the dreams are really tools to help us to get things into a flow and into balance. So I don't know. That's what I thought that you know, it'll be good to bring today. I think that I will bring our friends Sandra and Rhonda. Go ahead, girls.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Rhonda.
Welcome, ladies.
Hi, this is Sandra.
How are you both today? And what would you like to share about letting go of the outcome?
Hi, this is Sandra. You know, although I have been, I'm much better than what I used to be, I'm a bit of a control freak. You can ask Rhonda. I often waste a lot of energy in planning, predicting, and trying to make it work my way, and then I realize it's not possible for me to plan or predict anything. And so I am a recovering control freak, and I'm getting a lot better at it. And so that's what I'm hoping from this. I learn more ways to stop being that way.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm going to add to that that I think we all are a little bit of a control freak, because when we're working through something, our logical mind wants to keep saying, well, this is what you need to do. This is your next step, you know. And so we all kind of do that, and sometimes it just doesn't work. Pass the talking stick.
So we have control freaks here, huh? You know, I mean, we all want to do the best we can, be the best of who we are. And in the process, you know, we've been so programmed, especially some of us who are a little older than others. It's very difficult to really let go of some things, old habits. And those are really the things that can really bring us down and cause more havoc in our life than not. And, you know, by really letting go of that, the outcome of anything, I know for myself, I tend to worry more than not, and that really, really gets in the way of spirit guiding me and helping me. And that worrying and the unknown can really throw us off. And it's hard sometimes to get out of that spot and just let things be how they are going to be, without any force or any coercion on our part, just allowing things to unfold naturally and smoothly, and they will. I mean, we all need to plan a little bit, I mean, we all know that if you want to make God laugh, you know, make a plan, because it's inevitably going to change, and it usually it changes for the better. And if it was not meant to be, and if you keep forcing the situation, then that's when things get a little rough. That's when you come across many obstacles, things try to stop you, people, places, whatever, will try to interfere. And then you really need to stop and look back and think about, okay, what's going on here? You know, I'm hitting all these walls for whatever I'm trying to do, and I'm not moving forward. You know, what's going on here? Why is this happening? So there are so many different pieces and parts to this letting go of the outcome. You know, and our spirits know what's in our best interest, for what we are needing to learn, you know, to grow spiritually and to be who we are meant to be. And quite often, too, you know, spirit obviously intervenes when, you know, he feels, you know, this oneness feels that, you know, this isn't right for you. We need to kind of mess things up a little bit for you, so you can move forward. And when it's the right move, when you know in your spirit, your heart, that what's going to happen is going to be for you, your best interest, then everything just flows smoothly and nicely. Anything to add, Sharon?
Couldn't find the mute button for a second there. Oh my God, I became Jim. What's going on with that? Anyway, I think that I see a lot of good comments, but I do, before the comments, I do agree. I think, you know, in some point, yeah, we all want to control. We all want to plan a little bit. If we had the ability to plan everything, we would have. But But that's not the case. I mean, we can plan and but changes have their own vibe, and instead of making plans that, you know, that can change in a second, in a heartbeat, I think it's better to invest that energy in making growth and expect the unexpected. And I actually wrote it here on the message chat box. I'm sorry. But I do think to make a good decision, or at least a decision that we feel complete, which by my definition is decision, is actually to listen to ourselves. I think part of this show, when I read the description, is about, well, first of all, it's about letting go of the outcome. We all need to take responsibilities about what we say, about what we do. But again, to make sure that that what we do, the actions that we take, will be ones that we feel complete, that will not harm anyone else, nor ourselves as well. We need to listen to ourselves, not to make decisions while we're angry, while we're too emotional, while everything that is out of the ordinary for us, for each person individually, is a little bit out of balance. And trust and surrender, you know, I find that trust and surrender are qualities that are more connected to the spiritual world, those who practice spirituality. But there is a lot out there that don't feel that they're spiritual enough, because either they don't understand it, or they fear it, or just they don't like it, and that's fine. Okay, that's fine as well. I think that trust and surrender are quite hard to practice. Some people will agree, and I'm sure some people won't. But that's my opinion anyway. And I would say to the people that are not so connected to their own spirits, first of all, reconsider. But second of all, I would say trust yourself. Trust. You can always go to other people that you trust and talk to them about, you know, about the options, about your thoughts, or hear what they have to say. It's as good sometimes as listen to your own spirit. I think because this show, a lot of people, and I think that most of the people here are spiritual people, but it will be interesting to see more and more people that are kind of like in between. They're on, you know, in between the roads and not sure what to do with themselves, and they don't trust the old systems and so forth. And it'll be interesting for them to kind of like to practice how to make a complete, kind of like a decision that will make you feel make them feel complete. But I see a lot of good comments from Run Girls group, and I think I took the talking stick for too much, so I'll give it back.
Yeah, I want to welcome Grant, you know, the Running Elks group. They were having problems with their computer. And it looks like Grandfather Loomis from Running Elks group. Lizard is about gentle perception, very clear sight and seeing. I love it when the jump. They can make very sharp dreams and bring them to you. Dreams and wake come together with their help sometimes. And I'm not sure where this is coming from. I don't think it's from Running Elks group. I think this might be coming from Jim. This is, I am the only one here who never seeks to control. Anyone disagree, and I will pull the plug here. Yes, Jim, I could control less and be happier. That was coming from Brock. And I think Sharon, you talked about what you had posted. It looks like Roger says, Jim's beginning to spout contradictions and possible oxymorons. And it looks like someone posted from Animal Speaks, and this is jumping around so much, I'm going to have fun here. Lizard heightens all sensitivity since it knows kundalini energy to flow strongly, physical, emotional, mental, psychic, and spiritual. Sometimes we may be too sensitive or not sensitive enough if lizard comes as a guide. And it looks like Jonathan is here also, and it just jumped. Great G-Day from Down Under. We are saying here that it is expected things to come out a certain way that is causing a lot of the anger around us. Here for definite. And it looks like Janie said, I finally walked away from my job on Friday. I have true fear been trying to control when any new job starts, as I wanted it to be Monday, tomorrow. So there's a lot. I'm going to pass the stick to Cassandra and Rhonda for a little bit because this stream is getting quite lengthy here, so I will catch up in a little bit. But do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I had a question, or just maybe a thought. I had wondered if my control comes from fear. Fear that I won't achieve what I think I should achieve. And also I've noticed that when I'm in this point of my fear, my vision would narrow, my heart races, and I can't stay on one subject, and I go quickly to poor memory. But then I also had known if I just stop and breathe, I calm down, I take a deep breath, and I see more clearer if I let it go. And I had wondered if fear was in there.
You know, I think it really is. But go ahead, Sue.
No, go ahead, Rhonda. It's good.
The reason I think it is because we're kind of taught that if we want things to go a certain way in our life, we have to be constantly working for that. The problem with that is we don't control every aspect, and that's why we want to take control and work out the next 10 steps ahead, but it really doesn't work that way with most things. And that's why I think we get into fear, because we're so much taught that you're supposed to be in charge, you know, and now pass the talking stick.
Yeah. No, definitely. I think fear can be a big part of control, just because you're so wrapped up in what you're wanting to see, what you feel within yourself that is true and certain, that you tend to need to be able to have that control to relieve that or release that button or that push that's is wanting to make you go crazy like that. I mean we all can control in one way or another, and we all have things that we want done in our own way, so to speak, and sometimes it's hard to just stand back and just be a listener, to just do what Roger said just a little bit ago. A river doesn't create its own course. It constantly adjusts following the lay of the land. So if we all just let go of the outcome, you know, and if you're teaching or whatever you're doing, and you're observing others, and they're not quite there or not quite doing it the way you feel they ought to be doing it, or teaching or whatever, it's a good lesson for anyone caught in that situation, just to be able to sit back, observe, be quiet, and you take notes, and you know, always share at a later time when you're not so fixed on the outcome. You know, I mean, it's once again letting go and letting things fall naturally with your spirit and just staying as connected as you can without any judgment. I mean, that's another one that I think plays a big role in many things that, you know, we tend to get caught up in. And just allowing the flow, like Roger said. And it looks like Jonathan, it looks like some friends joined his family today, 13 people talking and listening. That's awesome. Thank you. And it's like Janie, the messages I have been receiving this week is that I need rest. However long that will be revealed. I know not to try and control, but to trust. I will continue looking, but not from fear. And that is letting go and trust. I mean, we've had, you know, a few shows talking about trusting and surrendering. And that is just allowing things to unfold the way they are meant to unfold and not trying to control the outcome, not trying to control everything that needs to be done for the perceived outcome that you are looking for, and just allowing others to be who they are and allowing yourself to be who you are and not worrying, not fretting about anything. Looks like, I think this is from Jim. Look at some of the outcomes in the U.S. this week. Some closed-minded people were certain of certain outcomes. The opposite outcomes came. So they are raging and invoking God and natural law to curse the outcomes. We are seeing who is ready for change. You know, I mean, change is imminent, and unless people change, unless we change within ourselves and be connected to everything that's around us, become one with all. Things are just going to be, continue to go crazier and crazier, and I mean, we're seeing that, but it's all part of what needs to happen in order for change to come about. And I'll pass the stick to you, Sharon.
Thank you. Yeah, a lot of great comments here, and I agree with you, Jim. I think we're so sure some people, not just in the U.S., but really everywhere, people are so sure of what they do and the life that they live, and all of a sudden, just one Friday that changed everything. Just one day that changed the whole flow. So I don't think that people realize that, you know, again, making plans is great, but it's not forever. It doesn't guarantee that you will be able to bring everything that you want into the physical world or whatever. Not everything works like it. Let's just say if things would work like that, we would be in a lot of mess, because people want things for themselves, and they want, sometimes they are very angry with other people and they wish them to die or to disappear, I don't know. So thankfully, doesn't work like that. I think, and Sue said something that is very, very important. When it comes to what we do, the decisions that we make, we tend to judge ourselves or we tend to judge other people. I think that none of them are good, and that's not enough, you know, to use the term good. It's not enough, or not good, actually, to describe what judgment does. One of our biggest flaws, I believe, and you know, if either it is towards ourselves or someone else's decisions, it's it's not, you know, we're not in someone else's shoes, and they're not in ours. But when we judge ourselves, it's kind of like to look at the world from the keyhole and not see the bigger picture. Now, we already made the change. We already made the decision. We already took, you know, the action and did it. Why judging it at the moment? So sometimes it can bring a lot of anxiety, panic, anger towards ourselves. Just walk outside. It can be reversed, not all the time, but it can be reversed. And if not, try to forgive yourself. If you will continue with your anger, that will invite more anger and more anger and more judgment and so on and so on. And the decision that you made, no matter how good or positive your intention was, it will turn negative because of the energy that you just invited in or you keep inviting in. So I think it's okay to allow yourself to first of all, and that takes a lot of work, accept what we do, accept what we did, whether we like it or not. It happened. It's a fact. It's part of the history. It doesn't, you know, you cannot change it. But if you're not sure and if you think that you made a mistake, try to fix it, but fix it with a lot of, you know, be calm. Allow yourself to really feel and learn from your mistakes. And that's how I do it. I still do it, and it feels great. I always say that I like making mistakes. And that's exactly why, because I like the road of the healing road after the mistakes that I do, how much I learn from them, how I feel during that healing road. That, you know, with that action, with that decision that I made, I also made another decision on top of it to make a healing road. So it's really, really interesting, really good, and I really recommend to everybody. Talking Stick is yours.
Yeah, anything from you, Sandra and Rhonda?
You know what Cheryl said is so true. It made me think of something else when she was talking. I had wondered, too, if some of my control trouble is because I can't control my husband's health. He's terminally ill. Do I try to get in other areas? So she's right. Now and then I'm going to have to practice a sacred pause. I'm going to breathe once, relax, come and enjoy the moment, and become mindful of what my reactions are, instead of just reacting like I do, because I'm a fast one to react. I'm going to increase this by choosing to undertake wiser actions. Simply, I'm just going to have some new habits. And I guess I should stop talking about myself today, but this subject is so much about me.
How about you, Rhonda? Anything?
I want to say that, you know, as always, the comments made by everybody that's on air and also everybody that are not on air are so good. I mean, they always are, but today they're really good, and that's great. But I'm sitting here listening to what everybody else is saying about this subject, thinking maybe instead of waking up in the morning and going, okay, what have I got planned? Maybe we should wake up in the morning and go, what's our adventure going to be today? Because we really never know. You know, it can change so fast. Anything can change so fast. And I'm going to pass the talking stick.
Yeah, that would be. Just waking up in the morning and just looking at, you know, we're supposed to be in the moment. I mean, this moment is real. This time and this space, it is real. Everything behind us is behind us. Everything in front of us is what we do now, moving forward. And, you know, when I think back of some of the things that I went through and, the pain and the trauma, you know, I can look back and say, okay, there was a reason for all this. And that reason being, I wouldn't be where I am today if I hadn't gone through everything I have gone through that has been behind me. but not allowing yourself to surrender to that and dwelling on it or holding that energy of, oh, my God, what did I do, you know? That's what we're all striving toward, being able to surrender and let go of the outcome of anything that may come, because we don't have, there's no written anything for our future. There may be something that we, you know, I mean, we signed a contract before we came here, before we were born, and but as far as any written laws that we need to follow to move ourselves forward, that just is, it's not there. So being in the moment of every moment of every day, letting go of worrying or fretting or anything about anything that might happen, it's not going to do anything for you, but shut your spirit down and make you keep you in a place that is not a good place, and spirit will not be able to guide you and help you to move forward. And I wanted to just mention a little bit about Janie and what she said. She has been speaking more about, and let's just jump again, about her dream for the future. I have found that the door has opened slightly and things are starting to open up for her. And, you know, that's it. It's all in the letting go and allowing things to change as they may, and not worrying about the outcome. Because once again, you know, if there's something we need to learn because of what we just what we're trying to do, then so be it. We will learn our lesson and move forward. So that's awesome, and it's. Brock was saying, perfect timing, Janie, for it is the time of change for all of us. And then Roger says here, don't try to control, just observe. Hindsight is a great teacher. What we choose to do with those teachings from this moment on will create the hindsight or teachings of tomorrow. It looks like Jim is saying, there is a formula, Janie, speak your dream and take some concrete actions, and the dream begins to come true. And, and she says, yes, I just need to get out of the habit of saying hopefully. Yeah, when we lessen the outcome, it's like we know we create our realities in this life. How we think, how we behave, how we act is what we create. And that is so powerful, and it is so hard sometimes to allow ourselves to be there and be in that moment of hope and surrender and just allowing things to be. And it looks like hopefully is a holdback word, which it is. Hope is good, but confidence is better. And we control nothing. The first major teaching I received from Two Bears, this is Jim speaking, took me a long time to accept that, not any part of our life or being. And Roger says, absolutely, Jim, it took me most of my life to learn this. Control nothing. We don't. And every time, you know, we do, we're letting ourselves down. We're letting our spirit down. We're not being open. We're not being connected. We're not being one with everything around us. And it's it really is a matter of staying centered, staying in balance, and just allowing things to unfold in a natural way, just as we see everything unfolding around us. You don't see the trees struggling or the rock people, the tree people, the You know, the water flows as it's going to, and if there's too much water flowing, it's going to go where it needs to go without struggle. So if we could keep all that in our hearts and minds, our lives blossom, and we will start being who we were meant to be at any one time. It looks like there's a Cynthia Hursted Ross. We really have no control, and that is fearful for many of us. But the more we feel the love and transformative powers of our higher source, the less we need to try to control and be so to the outcome. That's powerful. And I'd like to pass the talking stick to you, Sharon.
You know, what Cynthia just brought up really, it's triggering a lot in me. I think, you know, reading this is one thing, but hearing you saying that, kind of like quoting what she said, it's completely different. I think, you know, I think you're right. I think that, of course, we really have no control. And it is scary for a lot of people because a lot of people put their money, put their lives on systems that can crash in a second. We see Greece. We see a lot of other nations that fall, their financial systems fall. We see a lot of education that starts to fall as well, unfortunately. But it is because it's not the right one for the right moment. But, you know, when it comes to connecting with the higher, some people call it higher source, some people call it in different names, it doesn't really matter. But there has to be, a line between how much we put into the higher source, the universe, Great Spirit, God, I don't know. Because it's okay and it is balanced to kind of like trust and surrender into the higher source or the bigger energy, and that's okay. But we still need to make things that things will happen. Things will happen in a some way. Now it's not enough to kind of like pray and ask for help and say things will be okay because the higher source is with us and things will be fine. I trust the higher source completely, but not like that. We do need to make action. So I think the combination, and I think Jim Gray will agree with me, the combination of inviting that energy inside in a matter of, it can be in the form of praying, it can be a form of something else, drumming, I don't know, or just dancing with the hula hoop, I don't know, whatever you do. Combined with the energy, combined with the actions, combined with decisions, that can be the ultimate change. That can be the ultimate tool for everybody eventually. To combine mind and heart, to combine spirit and emotions, to combine everything with everything, the combination of everything makes the circle stronger and more stable, or at least balanced to whatever will happen, because we know things will happen, whether we deny them or not. Things are happening. It's not like, okay, it will happen in 20 years from now. We can live with that. 20 years is not, it is a lot of time, but it is not. And I think the older people, basically older than me, can tell me if they think that 20 years is a lot of time or not a lot of time at all. I don't think it's a lot of time. I think we don't even notice how much time, we were just kids and all of a sudden we are grandparents and parents and I don't know. But, 20 years is not a lot and we need to think about the next generation. So I do think that it's not enough to put our trust and surrender into a higher source, especially if we don't put in, an equal amount of trust and surrender into our own actions and make those actions and manifest them. So, yeah, that's what I think. I can say it's in the middle. I don't know.
No, I guess, you know, everything we're speaking of today and everything we're talking about is just comes to one thing, allowing our higher power to guide us and whoever that may be, and just surrendering to the moment and not allow, you know, just allowing whatever, like you said, whatever happens, happens. And, you know, we're only here for a moment in time, you know. And it's truly amazing that everything that we talk about on, you know, the radio show, Circle Radio, you know, part of Sanctuaries of the Earth Mother, is just all about connecting to the spirit that we have and the spirit, our higher power, and being connected to everything that's around us. I wanted, I found a couple little poems. I've been reading a book of the spirit of Reiki, and this is just a couple little poems that were in this book that I thought were really powerful, and it's Meiji Emperor's poems, and it, this first one is, understand life by seeing how the stone has been hollowed out by the rain. Don't cling to the illusion that nothing changes. And this is the other poem. Whatever happens in any situation, it is my wish that the spirit, Kokoro, remains without boundaries, free. So once again, it's not clinging, not hanging on to that which we know we cannot change, but by changing ourselves and changing our own thoughts and doing the best we can, we actually are letting go of the outcome and allowing whatever to happen. Rhonda and Sandra, Talking Stick is yours.
You know, today I've learned something. You know, it's best to let it go and whatever happens, happens. And my secret today is inner peace. Find your freedom. And it's not what really happens to us, but how we make it, the difference with what we do with it. We can't control the wind, and we cannot control the hand we would do. The best thing to do is play the hand and honor yourself.
That's beautiful.
I really like what you said, that first poem, Sue, what you said about the rock and the water. You know, we don't think about that really because we're not. It made me think, how many people remember who was seven generations behind them? Not very many people know the names of the people that were seven generations behind them. And so seven generations in front of us, they may not remember who we are, but we're making an impact on their lives, whether they know us, who we were or not. You know, we're always making that impact. And that's kind of where I went with that, what you were talking about, the stone, because we really don't see that, but everything that happens has such a long-range impact, and that's what I wanted to say. Talking Stick, back to you, Sue.
You know, you're right. I mean, absolutely right, because everything we do, every person we touch, every change that we make within ourselves to help our environment, to connect with everything that is around us in a spiritual way, to realize how important the circle is, you know, not only among ourselves, but the circle of life in general, doing what we can to help balance the energy within us will help balance that energy around us. And when we have a smile on our face and we walk into a supermarket and others see that, we're touching that spirit. We're touching that soul. And I don't know how many times I've had that happen to me. And it just, it really makes a difference. And it really helps humble you and bring you back to a place where you may have wandered off, you know, off center, out of balance. And it's just so powerful and so important. I thought I might just, before we close and do parting thoughts, there's a song that I wrote in 2005. I used to spend about 5 days on an island up in New Hampshire, Lake Umbagog, and they would pontoon you out, and I'd have my kayak, and that was it. So I had 5 days of being able to just read, write, be in nature, kayak, connect with the water. So this was a poem that I had written. So I kind of put lyrics to it, the music to it, and wanted to just share it with you. And then I think we're just about ready to finish this hour already. Comments on chat, so we will get back to the chat line too briefly. So it's called Every Day is Precious. Follow your footsteps and you will so be all that is real and yet unseen. Life all around us, the beauty unfolds. Every day is precious, no time to waste. I look all around me, I see all earth. My life is no different, my time here is short. Each moment I grasp, so I won't miss a thing. The life-giving force that keeps me alive. I know not to waste each breath that I take, for who knows what will be the next time I wake. Wolves are my passion, my spirit runs free. I love who I am and all I can be. My soul has no boundaries, for this I know. For deep in my heart, my passion does flow. Every day is a blessing, only one needs to be. To be all you can be, God planted the seed. The earth beckons to all to help her survive, to cherish the life that she can provide. If no one does care, she will take back her own, and life as we know it will no longer be known. Too many are here, disconnected from source. It's a matter of time when nature uses her force. All of nature is connected, they know what to do. It's humans that can't see, they're blind and not true. So tread lightly on her ground, take care of her needs. Be alive to her blessings, nurture those seeds. Take refuge in your heart, let all that can be. Feel free as a bird, so you too will see. Oh. Any closing thoughts from you, Sharon?
Yeah. Well, again, thank you for having me. It's been a great show. It's been a great time. I think what we can take from this amazing show is that it's okay to forgive ourselves, even if we don't feel complete, even if we, I'll use a very strong word, hate what, you know, the decisions that we made. But it's not really about hating, it's not about feel judgment upon ourselves. It's about letting go. It's about accepting what we did and moving forward. And if we made a mistake, we can always correct it. And I do think, and I'll say it just, you know, because I wanted to say it before, I think I'd like to say something for, you know, the whole thing with the gay community. They go their rights over the weekend. I'm so glad about it. I don't think it's just about the gay community at all. I think it's about people's rights, and so great to see rainbows everywhere now on Facebook. It's about people's rights. It's about their freedom, and I think a lot of people found a lot of hope, and they can find a lot of hope in this decision. So that's what I have to say. Thank you, and good night from Israel.
And how about you, Rhonda? Any closing?
Just thank you, Sue, for having us.
Short and sweet, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm you know, I'm so delighted to have all three of you with me. It's just really powerful. And thank you, everyone. You were listening to the Woman's Healing Hour and through Sanctuaries of the Earth Mother. And I thank all of you that were with us. And I'm sorry I couldn't get to everyone's message on chat, but very powerful stuff going on. Very powerful comments and thoughts, and we're all here to do the best we can. And my closing thoughts are, when we let go of the outcome, we are then allowing spirit to guide us. You feel a sense of peace come over you. You feel lighter, like a huge weight has been lifted off of you. You surrender. Love to everyone, and thank you, and many blessings. And we'll see you again soon. Take care, everyone.